This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The bloodworm moon, a phenomenon that will make the moon appear red during a total lunar eclipse.
Okay, that's
coming.
What you're talking about.
You got Elizabeth and Radar. Yeah, the full moon reaches peak illumination at 1:55 a.m. tomorrow. Have you seen the moon driving in?
Yes,
it's
massive, but yes. I also love how it lights everything up because early in the morning, letting the dogs out, I don't have to even turn on the outdoor lights. Because you can see so much. But now, just so you know, when these things happen with the moon, people act a little weird.
Things get
a little nuts. Maybe that's what that reply all email situation happened.
Could be.
Is because what's going on with the moon?
Could be, yeah. Well, the eclipse will make the moon appear red tonight into tomorrow. If you let your dogs out around 1:30, 1:50 a.m., it's going to be pretty dark, so you're going to have to turn that light on. But experts do say eclipses, especially that happen at night, can be powerful and evoke strong emotions, but any odd behavior is based on superstition and not the moon.
No,
Elizabeth is
radar.
Like,
nope. Talk to anybody that works with animals, people that are in healthcare. Talk to your daughter who's studying to be a nurse. Things are a little off. We always feel like our phone calls when there's a full moon get a little funky, where you're like, what is going on? Is something in the water? What is happening here?
We'll have to see what happens tomorrow, but should I try and set my alarm and take a picture of this thing? Or can we have somebody who's listening say, hey, you know what? I'll do it for you. Maybe they can text
it. You need a better
in.
Camera than probably what an iPhone's going to do. You're
really
not going to be able to get it. But also, what a gross name. A bloodworm?
Yeah, the blood.
Disgusting.
Bloodworm moon. Don't know why it's called that. They have all these different, like, nicknames.
Yeah, but
for these different
full sometimes
moons.
They sound really,
the
really, really beautiful and almost therapeutic.
The
like,
bloodworm moon.
Bloodworm is gross.
What is that? Why do they call it the bloodworm? That's just weird.
But now you need to know if you want to see it, get up early so you can go outside and see the moon and be on high alert. That's all I'm saying. On high alert.
The bloodworm moon nickname may have come from earthworms typically found as spring nears. You've seen those robins in your yard picking up those worms? That's what
gross.
You don't like worms or snakes. Anything that slithers.
Worms don't bother me as much as snakes.
Those
do.
Other ones, yeah.
Snakes do. I don't want to talk about that.
I don't know if there's a snake moon.
I will say
anywhere.
Things with worms. There's mornings when you come into the radio station in spring and it just smells wormy outside because it's rain.
I love that. No, you love that because then you know it's like a sign of spring and it's just warm.
I don't love that. After having dissecting a worm in high school. No thanks.
You don't like the worm alerts?
It's not normal that you can cut the thing in half and it can still live and become two.
And it mutates.
Two different things.
Ah!
Like, that's not normal.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.